Russia hammers Ukraine with one of the largest air strikes of the war. By Breitbart London on August 21, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia launched one of its biggest aerial attacks of the year on Ukraine, firing 574 drones and 40 ballistic and cruise missiles overnight. The Ukrainian Air Force said Thursday, while a recent diplomatic push to stop the three-year war is trying to gain momentum. The attack mostly targeted western regions of the country. The Air Force said, where much of the military aid provided by Ukraine's western allies is believed to be delivered and stored. The strikes killed at least one person and injured 15 others, according to officials. It was Russia's third-largest aerial attack this year in terms of the number of drones fired and the eighth-largest in terms of missiles, according to official figures. Most such Russian attacks have hit civilian areas. The strikes occurred during a renewed U.S.-led effort to reach a peace settlement following Russia's February 2022 invasion of its neighbor. U.S. President Donald Trump discussed the war with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska last week, and at the start of this week hosted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders at the White House. Russia has fired nearly 1,000 long-range drones and missiles at Ukraine since the White House talks. Ukraine and European leaders have accused Putin of stalling in ongoing peace efforts, including Ukraine's proposal of a ceasefire and Zelensky's offer to sit down with the Russian leader. The Kremlin has reacted coolly to those possibilities. Zelensky condemned the overnight attack, saying it was carried out as if nothing were changing at all. Russia's defense ministry said the strikes targeted enterprises of the Ukrainian military-industrial complex. It claimed the attack hit drone factories, storage depots and missile launch sites, as well as areas where Ukrainian troops were gathered. Russia has repeatedly denied targeting civilian areas of Ukraine. Moscow has shown no signs of pursuing meaningful negotiations to end the war, Zelensky said. He urged the international community to respond with stronger pressure on Moscow, including tougher sanctions and tariffs. Ukraine, meanwhile, has kept up its attacks with domestically produced long-range drones on infrastructure inside Russia that supports Moscow's war effort. Among other targets, it has hit oil refineries, and Russian wholesale gasoline prices have reached record highs in recent days. Almost all the overnight missiles were fired from inside Russia. They reached deep into western Ukraine, near the border with Hungary. Western parts of Ukraine are far from the battlefield's front line in the east and south of the country, where a grinding war of attrition has killed tens of thousands of soldiers on both sides. In the western city of Lviv, one person was killed and three were injured as the attack damaged 26 residential buildings, a kindergarten and administrative buildings, regional head Maxim Kozitsky wrote on Telegram. The regional prosecutor's office said three Russian cruise missiles with cluster munitions struck the city. A U.S. electronics plant near the Hungarian border was also struck, according to Andy Hunter, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Ukraine. The Flex factory is one of the biggest American investments in Ukraine, Hunter told the Associated Press by phone. At the moment of impact, 600 night shift workers were on the premises, and six of them were injured, Hunter said. Russian attacks on Ukraine since it launched its invasion have damaged property belonging to more than half of the chamber's approximately 600 members, he added. The message is clear: Russia is not looking for peace. Russia is attacking American business in Ukraine, humiliating American business, Hunter said. In comments Wednesday that were embargoed until Thursday, Zelensky said Ukraine will hold intensive meetings to understand what kind of security guarantees its allies are willing to provide. The details are being hammered out by national security advisors and military officials. The plans will become clearer by the end of next week, Zelensky said. He then expects to be ready to hold direct talks with Putin for the first time since the full-scale invasion. The talks could also be conducted in a trilateral format alongside Trump, Zelensky said. A venue for the meeting is being discussed, and Switzerland, Austria, and Turkey are possibilities, Zelensky added. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that working on security arrangements in Ukraine without Moscow's involvement was not feasible, according to state news agency RIA Novosti. Zelensky said that in his meeting with Trump in the Oval Office on Monday, he sought to convince the American president that the battlefield situation was not as bad for Ukraine as Putin portrayed. Zelensky pointed to errors in the U.S. map of the front line that he said showed Russia holding more territory than it actually does.